welcome to the Yoga Focus podcast. I'm Laura Gellner, a yoga therapist, occupational therapist, and the owner of Focused Wellness Therapeutics. I provide one-on-one yoga therapy sessions, small group therapeutic yoga, and online education for yoga teachers that is rooted in science. For more information, check out my website, lauragyoga.com.
The two-minute movement break is a technique that I love to use during the day. And I like to watch my energy throughout the day and kind of see, it is very normal to have some variation within your energy in the day. But if you feel like you have these really hard crashes where you just have no more gas left in the tank, that's kind of a flag for you to maybe take a look at some of your patterns during the day. Is it a caffeine crash? Is it a sugar crash? Did you not sleep enough last night? Maybe there's something that you want to look back at in terms of your habits so that we can prevent that crash from happening. But we all have those energy fluctuations. So when we need to stir up some extra energy, I like to do a two-minute movement break. And very often if I'm at work and I need to do this, I will go to the bathroom, and before I leave the bathroom, I will stretch my arms up overhead a few times and look up with my head, because so often we are down. I'm on my computer a lot. So if I'm on my computer for a long time and I'm typing and my head is down and I'm very much in my head, you lose that connection to your body and your energy starts to get stagnant. So you need to physically move in a different movement pattern. Looking up, reaching up is a great one. Just do that like five times, look up, reach up, roll your shoulders around, open your arms into a T, maybe some big movement circles, but it can literally just be 1 to 2 minutes and then go back to the task that you were doing and see if that just helped to refresh you a little bit, that little 2 minute movement break. You can take a yoga pose and throw that in there, and that is your informal practice. You are sprinkling what you learn in yoga into your day. All right, the next one is doing a kosha check-in. So if you're not familiar with the kosha system, or sometimes called the panchakosha, because there are 5 layers of our being, it is the physical body, the energetic body, the mental and emotional body, our wisdom and our intuition, and our bliss layer. So within those 5 layers, you're going through a process of moving from one to the next. And it's a way of checking in with yourself in a very deep way. It's not the superficial, how am I doing? Oh, I'm fine. We want to get way past that, and we want to actually ask ourselves and be able to answer with detail of, how am I feeling today? How am I feeling physically? How am I feeling energetically? How is my mind and my emotional state? Do I feel connected to my internal wisdom? Do I feel like I can listen to my intuition right now? And then do I feel connected to that inner source of bliss that comes from being alive? You're going to get a lot of information when you go through that process, and I just went through them really quickly. You can do it in a longer format and leave more space for you to gather information. One of the upcoming emails, if you have already signed up for my email list, there is an upcoming email about yoga therapy, and it's going to have a PDF download that will walk you through the steps of the kosha check-in. In that same email, I believe, I have a link to a video on my YouTube channel where I actually go through the kosha check-in in detail. So if you want to use that as part of your daily practice, you can watch that video and you will learn the steps, because once you know the steps, you can do it yourself within a couple minutes. I really like to do this before you go to bed, or maybe first thing in the morning when you wake up. It's a great way to check in with yourself before you have a big task that you have to go do. If you have a presentation or something a little bit stressful, you can do a kosha check-in to be like, okay, I see that I'm struggling a little bit right now, but let me go through the layers and see what's happening. So it's a great way to be able to check in with yourself day to day. Okay, the next one is the classic question of how am I breathing right now? I do this a lot at work, or especially when my day gets a little bit hectic and I can feel tension going up into my shoulders, going up into my neck, I'm rushing around, and I'll be like, okay, how are you breathing right now? And I'll notice that I'm doing this like short, choppy chest breathing pattern that I call in my head. I go, oh, you're doing your stress breathing. And I'll ask myself, I know you're busy right now, there's a lot of demand on you, but try to just breathe more slowly and see if you can still get all these tasks done, but just going a little bit slower. Because we all know, if you are truly rushing, you're probably going to make a mistake and you're probably going to have to do it over again later. I know I do this all the time. I try to get too many things done at work. I make a mistake on something. I have to go back and reopen the document and add an addendum. If I had just slowed down a little bit and focused on my breath a little bit more, I probably wouldn't have made that mistake. So it's a great thing to do anytime during the day, especially when you're transitioning. So I like to do this when I get in and out of my car too. That's a great transition point because you're probably changing locations, right? If you're driving somewhere or if you're using mass transit when you're getting onto the bus or the train, when you change locations before you make that switch, just pause for a moment and go, how am I breathing right now? Notice the state of your breath. And if you feel like you could change it to something that would work better for you, then just gently recommend, hey, can I go a little slower and deeper with my breath right now? It would probably make me feel better. So checking in with the breath is a great part of your informal practice. Okay, the next one is asking yourself, is there anywhere in my body that I can relax unnecessary tension right now? I was actually doing this practice yesterday because I was in the car on a long trip going home for the holidays, and we were driving. My parents live up by New York City, and there's traffic. There's just traffic and crazy drivers, and I was sitting in the car, and I feel like every muscle in my body was so tense. And I kind of realized all of a sudden, like, oh my gosh, like I'm squeezing my leg muscle. I'm sitting down and I'm squeezing my leg muscles. My toes are scrunched up. And I took a couple deep breaths and I kind of wiggled around a little bit in the seat. I told myself, you do not have to grip your muscles right now. You don't need to hold that kind of tension. It's not helping anything in the situation. So I could feel that stress response within my body. And I was so happy to go through the process of recognizing that. And once I was aware that I was doing that, I was able to go into this pattern of trying to soften it. So hopefully when I got to where I was going, I wasn't going to be quite as stiff and quite as sore as I could have been. But those are really interesting learning opportunities that when you notice yourself having those patterns of like tensing your lower back or gripping the floor with your feet in a way that's not necessary, can you relax that? And I'll just add a little side note that yoga is not about trying to turn yourself into this jellyfish that is just like no bones, completely relaxed. Or if you're familiar with the cartoon Gumby, it's like a stretchy green cartoon guy who like his arms and legs go really long. We're not trying to be Gumby. We're not trying to be a jellyfish. We need a certain amount of tension within ourselves to have postural control and to hold up our heavy heads. Our neck has to be working a certain amount to actually hold our posture. So the idea is not to just turn into this pile of mush, but it's to use the right amount of tension where it is needed and when it is needed, and not excessive tension when it is not needed. So that's the process that you're going through with the exploration. So here is the little visual. If you're watching this in the video format, you're looking at the relationship between what you do on your mat and the things that you pull into your daily life. And you're going to see this is a circle that goes back and forth. So what you practice on your mat is going to impact what you do in your day-to-day. And then the things that you notice, your patterns that you notice in your daily life, are going to then come back and inform what you do on your practice. So it's this beautiful circle of noticing, learning, changing, adapting, back and forth between your mat, between your life. So constantly influencing each other. It's such a great and beautiful relationship. And then I'll end off with our quote for this section. The answers are within me. Life is practice. Practice is life. I commit to living my life fully in this moment. This is a quote from Judith Hansen Lassiter, who is a physical therapist and a yoga teacher. It's from her book called Living Your Yoga. And she is a teacher who has a bunch of different books out. I love her teachings, especially because she's so scientifically based. I feel like that works really well with the type of teacher that I am. But she also leans very heavily into restorative practice and the importance of some of the softer practices or the internal practices that we do in yoga, not just the poses, not just the physicality. So knowing that the answers are within you and that life is influencing your practice, that circle back and forth. Okay, so in the next section, we're going to talk about some myths, some misinformation, some cues that yoga teachers use too much, and why we need to let them go, why we need to move beyond these myths and kind of move into the modern era of yoga. All right, so I will see you in the next one for that. And if you haven't already downloaded Deep Dive into Yoga, go over to lauragyoga.com, sign up for my newsletter, and you'll have it sent right to your inbox. All right, see you in the next one.
Thank you for being here on the Yoga Focus podcast. I'm Laura Gellner. If you would like to stay connected to more yoga resources, you can follow me on Instagram at lauragyoga. I have many YouTube videos at Laura Gellner, The Yoga Focus Method, and you can find links to my book, Yoga Therapy at the Wall, and all of my online courses at my website, lauragyoga.com. Thanks so much for being here.